Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
And what are your plans from here? You have two fugitives?
Hi, I'm Glim. It's nice to meet you.
I'm gonna go take a nap.
We should probably make a plan, Sully. You don't want to be part of the plan making. You're the one that's so good at all the sneaking.
Ah, jeez. You and your compliments. Yeah, okay, I'm in.
Need to figure out where you're going, where your destiny is taking you.
Well, Glim, is this what you think your destiny is with your saving the world?
I don't know for sure.
Perhaps we send you in a caravan and you split off, perhaps move towards Waterdeep. You will find a temple of Bahamut where maybe you can get some more direction on your destiny. As you hear the sound of the caravans beginning to move out.
Okay, Glim, I guess we're gonna go save the world with you.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. With me today is Amy Moore.
I'm a bug. But not really. I play Sullivan Slight, a Lightfoot halfling rogue, who is also kind of a bug.
And Carla Johnson.
I feel like I need clarification on what you mean by bug, but I am Glim, a dragonborn paladin.
And Tom Laird.
I would also like clarity on the statement. And I play Moot, a half-orc wild magic sorcerer.
For those of you who are not patrons, totally okay. But you may have seen the video, if you are a patron, of me completely mouthing along with "Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons." I'm your D&D Russ Moore, and with me today, and I'm just like mouthing it along. And Russ is elbowing me.
I see. I didn't see the elbowing.
And I'm That's your dungeon covert. Master, Russ Moore. That's what that was. It was punctuated by elbows, sharp elbows.
Like it. That's fun.
That's how it goes. So where you can see that is over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. What a sell we have for that one. You want to see me elbow my wife?
Yeah.
Sometimes we're just out of things to talk about, and today is apparently one of those things.
I guess.
But when you're a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Fen the Goblin.
Fen the Goblin.
Fen the Goblin.
Thanks, Fen.
Oh.
Thanks, Fen. I like that it's Fen the Goblin. It's not usually such a character name. It's normally more of a human name.
Could this possibly be Fantastic from our Discord?
It is Fantastic. Way to out her.
Oh.
She talks pretty freely about her character, Fen the Goblin. So, yeah, it's probably fine.
Okay.
And you too can have an episode dedicated to you over at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Fuck it. Let's play D&D. The three of you are together for the first time ever, I think. No, last episode, you were together at the beginning of the episode, too.
Yeah.
But you weren't real friends. Now you're real friends, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. You're on a caravan.
I think that was him passing the ball. You're on a caravan. Go.
I immediately dropped it.
Moot would, too, wouldn't he? He'd be like,
He doesn't know how to catch.
He'd be trying to lobster it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
How are you supposed to catch with these claws?
You previously had been snuck out of Neverwinter because you may have found yourself in a wrong way with the Sons of
Alejandro.
Yes.
With the Sons of Alagondor.
Nailed it.
Gondor. Doesn't matter. You're gone now.
Mm-hmm. Fuck those guys.
Fuck those guys until they come back, you know, at another time. Who knows?
The inevitable coming back of the Alejandro squad.
The Eye of Alagondar.
But you headed out in the morning, and you've been traveling for most of the day. And the group that you were kind of put with by Leighton Menda, the tiefling who smuggled you out, seems to be just kind of a mixed bag of people from all different walks. You're not specifically with like the soldier groups or the mercenary groups. You're with a kind of a group of more refugees and people looking, you know, kind of in your situation without saying that they're running from anything in particular.
So he didn't choose like the most patient people or like the people with like, you know,
he just chose like the odd squad so we could fit in with them.
Yeah, so you'd fit in. Yeah, exactly.
The odd squad. We already have our name, guys.
I like that.
Perfect.
You're
welcome.
So early.
I know. It took us 100 episodes in the last hour.
And we didn't even do it. We didn't even do it.
Amy forced our guest star to do it.
I actually, you know what? I take back odd squad. I want to wait until we have a guest and make them do it. It's tradition.
It is, yeah.
It's true. The wagon that you have put all your stuff in is owned by a human male named Hillop Atrum. He is a curly, mustachioed fellow, kind of a 5 o'clock shadow everywhere else, has a purple beret as well as a purple suede jacket. He has green striped pants that kind of bloom out a little bit along the thigh.
Does he, in his spare time, run the Moulin Rouge?
You never
by
know.
By any chance?
I love him. What's his name? Hillop what?
Hillop Atrum.
Atrum.
Atrum?
Atrum. A-T-R-E-M.
Well, he sounds fun.
He does. I, though, as soon as you said, like, mustache, and then you said 5 o'clock shadow everywhere else, I'm picturing it, like,
on his face.
Everywhere.
No, he's trimmed his chest. It's growing back in a little bit. He's wearing a deep V. You can kind of see it.
Oh, yeah,
5 o'clock shadow everywhere.
He's really a werewolf in disguise. He just shaves everywhere else. It's a lengthy process. It takes him a whole day, and then he's got to start over again. But that's who, and you're with another few people who you probably haven't necessarily met yet. But what are you doing? What are you doing right now? You're currently traveling. It's about kind of late morning, mid-afternoon-ish.
Is Hillop nearby, Russ?
He is manning the wagon.
Okay. Moot's gonna climb up near the front, and he's gonna say, Hillop, if you were to rent one of these like horse and carriage things out for a night, how much would you charge for that?
Excuse me, what do you mean rent out my carriage?
Well, like, you know, if you weren't using it for the night, but you wanted to use it to earn money, even though you weren't using it and you let someone else buy it from you for like a day or so, how much would you charge them?
Well, it's just very fine carriage, very fine horses. I'd probably charge, I don't know, half a silver. Maybe.
Okay, half a silver, okay.
If it's just the night, I mean, you're going to bring it back in the morning, yes, yes?
Well, I mean, yeah, you'd have to think that person would bring it back in the morning. Okay, half a silver, I'm gonna just go to the back now. Thanks for answering that question.
But of course, yes, any other questions about currency and the such, you just let me know.
All right, I think that's the only one I'm gonna have, but I'll come back if I have more.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Aren't you going to write that down in your notebook?
It's all up here. So he taps his forehead.
It's a whole new man.
Hey, can I read your notebook?
Sure, I guess.
Oh, thanks. What does your notebook look like?
It is a small kind of... What are those notebooks where you, like, flip it over? Like, your next page will flip...
Like a stand-out pad?
Sure, we'll go with that.
So there's a... Is it coil-bound?
So, it's, yeah, it's not like a
That's
book,
high technology!
Per se. Yes. It's Holy like shit! It's like a flip book, more than anything.
Okay. Kind of like a ticket book. Like a cop's writing you a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Or a reporter notepad.
Oh yeah, there we go.
I take out my, fountain pen?
Monocle. Oh.
Well, yes. You know I do have
Bring
one of those
Bring in some
somewhere.
Prop work, you please.
And I start to write in Moot's notebook.
What are you writing in there? Can I see?
Hey, no, it's private.
But...
It's my notebook.
Well, yeah, it's your notebook. You're gonna see it, but it's not her notebook.
So you don't
Moot,
want
can you, will you show me after? Can you just show me?
If it's
Unless
suitable,
it's too private.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't know
fair.
What he's writing in there. So if it's not good, then
you for sure
I won't show you.
Me, like, sketching.
Yeah, I spent some time in prison with Sully, so I know he has a pretty
awesome
blue,
sense of humor.
Blue,
yeah, you're
blue
right.
Blue sense of humor. And it's great. He's very funny.
Ah, you're just buttering me up. No, you can't see it. It's not done yet. And I go back to scribbling in the notebook and... Yeah, like that.
And are you good at drawing whatever you're drawing? Do you have art skills?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can draw many different things. Almost anatomically correct.
Have you drawn a lot of birds?
I don't think that...
The silence that just hangs. Well, what do you mean by birds?
Well, you know what a bird is, right?
Yeah, and I flip you the middle finger. You guys don't deserve Sully.
I love it.
I look at Glim and, is that a bird? That's not any bird I've ever seen.
Oh, well, you see, sometimes when you're telling someone to, like, buzz off, you make that symbol and that tells them, like, get out of here, buzz off, I'm not happy with you right now.
Oh.
Yeah, because you know how everybody hates birds.
Didn't realize we were with a bird hater.
Oh no. Moot, am I in your bad book?
No. It's just the one book.
So do you guys like to play, like, any road games or...
Well, yeah, I got this set of dice here.
Oh, yeah? Maybe we should play.
Yeah, okay.
I've never really played many dice games, but sure, I'm in for it.
What is most popular dice game?
You tell me, you're the one who owns dice.
Oh, I also suck. Have a dice set, so, like, Ooh. Let's fucking do this.
Are you guys in the back of one of the wagons, or are you, like, walking alongside currently?
Oh, I'm assuming I'm in the back of a wagon.
Yeah, I assume, like, we're in the back.
It seems like we were in the back, because...
Just, yeah, like I shuffled up to the front.
Yeah. Just confirming, yeah. Okay.
I know Sully's super lazy, so there's... And short legs, like there's no way. He'd be jogging to keep up with the wagon. I don't think Sully jogs. So.
Okay, do you really want to play a dice game?
Yeah, let's play a dice game.
I'm trying to think of a good, like, fantasy name for Yahtzee. I can't come up with anything.
So we could do that, or we could play, like, Truth or Dare. Because we're just getting to know each other right now.
Oh, yeah, I like that. That's backstory stuff, too. That's
yeah,
fun.
That's more fun.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I have a dice set, too, but what if instead we play Truth or Dare?
Truth or Dare, it's like being in high school again.
Exactly.
It's such a thing.
School of Hard Knocks, right, Sully?
Oh, yeah, you know me.
So, who wants to go first?
Well, it was your idea, so...
Okay, I want truth. Who's going to ask me?
Have you ever been kissed?
I mean, I'm 25. I've been kissed.
Well, I can't say that I'm...
You hear from up front, hello. It's like, excuse me, pardon me, Dragonborn, they don't really have lips, so how does kissing feel?
It's more of like a, we have these really long tongues.
Oh.
So,
Sully
more tongues, forward. More tongues than lips.
So it's kind of like two snakes battling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, like kind of sexy like that.
That's cool. All right, back to driving the wagon.
Carla's face when she just said that just made my heart explode. Thank you for that, Carla.
Okay, well, it's my turn now. Moot, same question. Have you ever been kissed? I think, are you the youngest? I'm 25.
Yeah, I think so.
How old are you?
Yeah, I'm only 17. I don't think anyone else is younger than me.
Well, how old are you, Sully?
Well, I'm 18, so I got you by a whole year.
So, Moot, you're the baby of the group. Have you ever been kissed?
Whoa, didn't he have to say truth or dare first?
Oh, you're right. Oh,
what,
my own
game,
I'm forgetting the rules. Sorry. Moot, truth or dare?
I'll do truth.
Well, I bet you can guess what the question's going to be. Have you ever been kissed?
I think I have an idea. Yeah, one time a couple years ago at a birthday party.
Were you playing Spin the Bottle or something?
We were playing Spin the Tankard, yeah.
So with the tankard, the open end would be the end that was the pointy end?
Well, you spin it standing up, and it's just wherever the handle points.
Oh. Hmm.
Okay, I guess it's Sully's turn to truth or dare.
Well, I'm going to have to choose dare.
Oh, well, what do we want to make him do, Glim?
Tell him to show me what he put in the book.
Well, you have to ask a question. It's not her turn, so, you know.
Just thinking of something good here. What do I want Sully to do?
I mean, like, I feel like he'd do anything, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah,
because
well,
like he's not
going
to be
like...
embarrassed, I don't think.
I know,
maybe he just talks a big game and would be embarrassed. Who knows?
I don't know.
Sully, I dare you to moon one of the other wagons in the caravan.
So just so that we're clear on the terminology, because I'm not from here. You want me to show them my butt?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And with the parting of the curtain, I assume there's a curtain on the back of the caravan wagon.
There is now.
There is now. I haul trows down and I shake it at the front of the other caravan.
I'm assuming Moot and Glim can see over top and through the
probably, I'm very sure.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a tiny tushy.
So you see a younger female driving this caravan, and she's not really paying attention as this begins, and then realizes what's happening and has this look of like, what, excuse me, what are you doing? And as she yells out, one of the wagon wheels hits a big pothole, and you see that wheel like break and fly off. And the wagon falls to the ground, and she's like, oh my god!
It's her wagon?
Yeah.
Still got it. I haul my trousers up, and I jump off the back of the caravan wagon to help her out.
Yeah. I say...
Weapon of ass destruction.
I say, Hillip, the carriage behind us dropped a wheel. We're going to help.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And I
yes,
also
yes.
jump out.
He pulls the caravan off to the side and so other people can pass.
Hey, lady, you get so distracted that I...
Can I help you?
You like anything you see?
Nah,
I'm just kidding. It was a dare. We were playing truth or dare.
I overheard that some of you were miners. I don't know if this should be a thing that I should be interested in.
I don't
in.
Think any of us work in a mine, but... I mean, I'm not entirely sure where Moot comes from, so...
Okay, well, I'm not going to blame this on you, but do any of you know how to fix a wagon?
No. No, but well, I can offer some comfort. I go arms open.
No.
All right.
Thanks, though.
I mean, I think we could, if we all team up, we could probably figure it out.
Did the wheel just fall off, Russ? Like, did it just pop off the axle or whatever?
It did off the axle, but it also looks like it crushed underneath as it fell into this pothole. So it is broken and off. She's trying to calm down the horses.
Hey, Glim, I dare you to fix the wheel.
Well, I'm going to try. I mean, I can, like, with help, we could, like, lift it up and get it back on, but we need someone to fix the wheel.
Do you got any spears in the back?
No, this is actually like the fourth wheel I've broken on this journey. It's...
Oh, good. It wasn't just my ass then.
I mean, that didn't help, but yeah. Everybody make a perception check.
Oh, I don't even have my dice. I forgot how to play. I'll be right back.
It's a nat 20. She doesn't need her dice.
Well, I still need
it. I got a 4.
I mean,
it's good that you rolled.
It's still only a 19.
Oh.
Well, it's still a nat
20. It's a nat 20, though.
Did you say you got a nat 20?
I did, although I have a minus 1, which Russ just so kindly reminded me. Amy, it's just a 19.
You will never get a 20 on perception skill checks.
My perception used to be so good with the,
5.
Hey, that's one better than mine.
Sully, regardless of your 19 or natural 20...
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
You see another wagon a little bit further behind, it's an uncovered wagon, and you see various wood and tools kind of sticking up and out of the back.
Oh, hey, guys, look. The wagon behind. Hold on. I run toward the wagon and I kind of wave it down a little bit.
As you get closer, you see a female halfling, a little bit older, who stands up and waves to the driver, and she hops down and comes over to you and says, Yes, what seems to be the problem here? You break your wagon?
Ah, yes, she broke a wagon. Looking at my fine derriere. You know what I mean. We were wondering if you...
Was she looking at your derriere?
Well, it's a truth or dare. Yeah.
That poor girl.
It's going to start to hurt my feelings after a while. Is there anything that you could do? I see you got a lot of tool-type things in your wagon.
Yeah, we could maybe help you out there. Let's go take a look.
Awesome. Look, I found some help. I'm not just a sweet piece of ass.
She and another male halfling and a human female all kind of gather a couple tools and go over and help. And they look at it and say, yeah, we can probably get you up and going. You guys want to, like, see if you can lift? I don't know about you, but...
That's hurtful. I have some skills.
You can lift it, too. That's totally fine. But if you can, like, lift it, we can... Maybe we'll try and fix the wheel first. That's probably what we should do. But then when we're ready, if you lift it and we get it on there, should be good. The human female, she picks up the wheel and rolls it back to her wagon to begin working on it.
Can you roll a wheel that's been crushed?
Just like go-go.
Yeah.
Go-go.
I mean, it's still got some roll to it. The driver of the wagon, the broken one, the horses have kind of calmed down. She says, well... Not sure this is the most great. This is the greatest meeting, but I'm Winifred. And you are?
I'm Sully.
Hi, Winifred. I'm Glim. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
And I'm Moot.
Nice to meet you, Moot. Where are you three traveling to?
Where was this one going?
Well, you know, the Well of the Dragons, like everybody else?
Because a lot of us are breaking off and going to Waterdeep.
Well, yeah, I might come to Waterdeep too. I mean, I've never been there, but I hear it's quite the place.
Yeah, we haven't quite decided. How about you?
Oh, heading to Waterdeep. Taking this back to my bosses, where he was up here purchasing all these casks. You look in the back; there's just casks filled all in the back, and it's just been the hardest trip. Like, since I got all these things, it just seems one thing after the other just keeps going wrong.
Is it because they're really heavy and full of liquid, or
is it because they're cursed?
Why would they be cursed?
Do you have a wagon full of cursed barrels?
I didn't think so.
Is your boss a cursed barrel salesman?
No.
It's a tough business. That's a tough business to be in.
Not a lot of market for that, I wouldn't think.
No, I thought he just sold casks, but maybe they're cursed. I don't know.
Has anything else been going wrong, or just the wheels breaking?
Are the casks full, or are they empty?
Are they filled with souls?
So some of them have some things in them, but a lot of them are empty. He just had them, you know, fashioned up in Neverwinter, and it's a... You know, selling goods down in Waterdeep.
Did you know that ghosts are souls?
Yeah, I'm aware ghosts are souls, but no, I mean, some of them are empty. She walks over and knocks on them. Most of them are empty. There's a couple that have that are full, but...
Do any knock back?
Make a perception check.
11.
None knock back. But yeah, I mean, it's broke... Yeah, four wheels. Horses got scared off at one point and fortunately got them back. Can't get all the way back to Waterdeep without an issue.
Sounds like you're having a heck of a time. You want a little bit of this? And I hand her my, my...
Flask?
Yeah, what did
water
I get?
Water skin? Wine skin?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
It's wine. I open it and I sniff it. What does it smell like?
Oh, is it the one you found in the thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't smell very good.
I go, it's the... Oh, never mind.
Oh, no.
I put the lid back on. I'm like, it's that's going off. That's no good.
I'm okay. I've got water here.
Okay.
Are you okay? Do you need something?
No, I am. I'm fine.
Okay. Good.
It's one of those that make you gag.
Right. Okay. Well, good.
Sully walks around the side and, like, dry heaves. Like, I need a minute.
The female halfling from the other wagon was standing behind you and says, "What is your issue?"
What do you mean?
You're flashing your tuchus at fine young women and you're trying to give them spoiled wine?
Well, I didn't know the wine was spoiled. And me flashing my fine hiney was not my idea. We were playing truth or dare in the back.
Fair enough, I guess. Kids do what kids do.
Right, kids be kids. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm young enough to make bad decisions.
Right.
What's your deal?
What do you mean, what's my deal?
You just, you know, on this caravan to make other people feel bad about themselves?
As a matter of fact, that's my main job over here on the Journey Folks Wagon.
You just kind of keep everybody in line? You're like the matron?
You could say so, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. No, we travel. We're a roving group who come around and fix up things where things need fixing. Fortunately, we were here to help this fine young lady.
Which I had nothing to do with, by the way.
I believe you.
Okay, good.
Wholeheartedly.
So wait, you're traveling carpenters?
Yeah.
So then you know how to fix a wheel, no problem.
Yeah, that's...
This is the lady from the wagon.
That's why it came
to fix the wheel.
Isabel took the wheel. She rolled it away to go fix it.
I brought her back because I saw that the wagon was full of tools. Moot, have you been drinking from this flask? Because you really shouldn't, buddy. It's not good stuff.
I can't tell if he's serious or not.
Is Tom just not paying attention, or is his character just...
I thought the driver of the wagon that broke the wheel took the wheel away, and no one had claimed the new one yet to fix it up or anything.
Sorry, no, my description might have been off, but yeah, the female human from the tool wagon had rolled it away.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And now I'm talking to the halfling.
Sully's talking to the halfling around the other side of the wagon. We're still on the other side of the wagon with Winifred.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I'm dry heaving across the way.
She went to go barf.
I did.
And the halfling followed her?
I think I just kind of ridiculed.
Just kind of there.
Just kind of, right, she just there. Happened to be there.
Well, it's good that you were able to stop and help this fine lady after you may or may not have assisted in...
You just finished saying that you without a doubt knew that I had nothing to do with that. So, like, make up your mind.
I believe you. I believe you. Name's Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. I'm Sully.
Nice to meet you, Sully.
And we do the secret halfling handshake.
So you tell me what you do for a secret halfling handshake.
Okay, so it goes like you have to do it with me. So it goes like, put your hands out to each other, and then a little bit away, but then you come back in for it. Firm shake, up twice, pull back, pound it, and then slap the back of your hands together. And that's it.
So she does the motions, but is just like a beat behind you, trying to figure out what you're trying to do as you're doing it. But she's like, yeah, this is totally cool.
So Sully gets a feeling like she doesn't really know what the halfling handshake is, and then starts to question who taught him the halfling handshake and all that.
Interesting. Okay, well, as you finish the handshake, Isabel comes back with the wheel. Well, if you, these are all going to be the same voice, it doesn't matter. If you just help me lift it, we can sneak this on there and hopefully get us moving again.
Okay.
Sure, let's give it our best shot.
Three of you are helping.
I assume you want me to roll for strength.
Everybody roll a strength check.
18.
10.
15. Well, two of you got higher than a 15, so you're able to lift it. Sully, it gets to a certain point, and I don't know if Sully just stops lifting, just pains.
Went past his reach. What can he do?
Yeah.
I have a feeling like I'm holding onto it and like I'm dangling from the cart. I don't think you're holding it up that high, though. I don't think there'd be any need for that, but...
But they, you lift it high enough that they're able to get the wheel back on there and secure it back on. And they tell you, put it down, and they give it a second just to make sure everything holds. And then sounds like everything's ready to go. Says, well, let's all hop back in the wagon and get on the way.
Okay.
You want to hop in your wagon?
No, you go hop in your wagon and keep your butt in your pants. Nobody needs to see that around here.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a family caravan.
That's not true.
Fair enough.
Well, it was nice to meet all of you. I hope you have better luck, Winifred.
Yeah, me too. I hope so. Thank you.
Well, if you need any more help, you can always ask.
I will. Thank you very much, Glenn. She hops back up into the wagon. Nice to meet you all. Well, I'm sure we'll see you if you're heading the way to Waterdeep.
I'm gonna go get back in Hillip's wagon, I guess.
I too clamber up into the wagon and I say, we're gonna keep playing this game. Can you guys like give me dias and stuff that don't involve me taking my clothes off? Crossing accents back there.
It did sort of create a weird vibe for the rest of that interaction, didn't it?
Yeah, that's my bad, guys.
Well, it seemed like a safe one. I forgot that when you're, you know, in a caravan, there isn't really much for road. You're sort of just beside the same people whole time, so...
Yeah, all right, well,
You guys know any other games, or you just want to, like, have a nap or something?
Well, I could go for a nap. Sully throws a notebook at Moot.
What did you put in there?
I don't know, what do you see in there?
Oh, no, you drew it.
Oh,
I drew it. You send Tom a text or something if you don't want Glim to know.
Oh, sure. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah,
I'll send
that's
Tom
a good
it.
Idea.
Oh, fun.
Moot's looking at this sweet picture that Sully drew. We'll find out what that is at a later time, maybe.
Hopefully.
And, you kind of drift off, have naps, and go around and meet some of the other people in the caravan. You travel most of the day, and it gets to be evening, and the caravan pulls over and sets up camp. Hillip calls back and says, Bill, this is where we stop.
And you got things to sleep in?
Yeah, I do. You guys too?
Yeah, I mean, Layden gave us some stuff before we left, so.
Yeah, good. All right, well, we'll just camp here. You know what? After we get everything set up, I got an idea. You guys seem like you might be able to help me with it. I'll come right back, okay? I'm just going to go put the horses and tie them up. And he zips off.
So, Moot, what did Sully draw in your book? Can you tell me? If it's private, you don't have to tell me. I'm just so curious.
I mean, I can. It had to do with your conversation with Hillip about making out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I figured it was some kind of sex thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty crude sketch of you and me making out with lots of tongue. And when I say lots of tongue, I mean like a crazy abnormal amount of tongue.
Right. Like a lot even for a dragonborn.
Yeah. Okay. Like a ridiculous amount of tongue.
Well, and how's Sully's art? Is he good at it?
I mean, I wouldn't say good.
Okay.
But I knew who both the people were in the drawing, so that's something.
That's something.
Yeah, I mean, also, he was looking at us when he was drawing it. So that also was a dead giveaway.
True. That's a really good point. Well, thanks for telling me. I mean, and maybe thanks for not showing me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... It's a little much.
That sounds right for Sully, don't you think? He's so funny.
Yeah, he seems okay.
Am I still sleeping?
I thought we'd gotten out and we're like milling around kind of as we wait for Hillip to come back with...
with his crazy ideas?
With his idea.
So, you two are off setting up kind of your bedrolls near and around the camp area, fire area. What's Sully doing?
Sully is... I think Sully's like just like slowly waking up. He had fallen asleep in the back of the caravan and just kind of like sitting on the back of the caravan, legs dangling over, just kind of looking at all the industrious folks getting their things set up. And I feel like he's a little bit like the grasshopper in the fall instead of like the ant.
After I set up my bedroll, then I start doing my evening workout routine, which is a series of like calisthenics and like push-ups and, you know, because I got to save the world. So I just kind of go off to the side and start going through my routine.
You catch the eye of a couple people and they're like, yeah, that's a pretty good. And they come over and there's a man and a woman. They say, do you mind if we just, you know, kind of follow your lead there?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love it.
Great.
At the end of the evening, she somehow has like an amplifier.
I'm like leading Zumba classes.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone has a stump in front of them. There's a step class going on.
Oh, it's like a real Zumba style.
Bard comes over and some sweet dance music starts up. Yep.
I love it. I love everything you're saying. Totally.
That's awesome. We're back at the middle, feeling great about things, and we're going to tell you how you can win a cool book, and then we're going to give you that book in maybe 2 or 3 weeks, yeah.
Wow.
I like it. It was very freeform. Yeah. I liked
white
it quite a bit.
White boy rap is nice.
That's what I do, yeah.
I mean, most people feel the need to try to rhyme.
Yeah, but you didn't even attempt it.
You didn't. You squashed that urge to rhyme. Yeah.
You just did your own thing, and I like it. I like your confidence.
It's what happens when you just put me on the spot like that. But welcome back to the middle, everybody. Thank you for being here with this lovely, lovely episode and your lovely, lovely people. And we want to give you a cool, cool book for entering our contest.
Is that book Ghosts of Saltmarsh?
That's the book.
God, it's a good book.
Oh, I got it in one.
You did it. So all you got to do
is make a rap.
No.
Oh. No. No.
I mean, if you do,
you don't
sure.
Have to do that.
You don't have to do
we'll
that.
We appreciate that, but you don't have to. That's not how you enter the contest. Amy missed it the entire thing last time. She just kind of showed up at the end and took all the credit. So all you got to do is you got to share an episode, either on Twitter, using that hashtag.
Dumb Dragon Cast.
Yep. And tell people that you like us, or you can go to Facebook, click the link down in the description, and share that to your page, and then leave us a little comment, say how much you did it?
And also tell us that you did share it, just because, yeah, privacy settings, sometimes we can't really tell, so.
That's what I was getting at. How much you did it.
And what I really want you guys to know is just how weird Russ's hand movements are throughout this entire thing.
So I was just going to say that, like, you can't see this, but Russ is doing some really intense, like, typing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of finger pointing. It's good.
I've seen Russ work on a computer a lot of times, and he doesn't type like this up near his chin like he's doing, and it's, like, spidery and weird.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you could see it, although I don't.
All you got to do is you got to enter a contest and you win a copy of The Ghost of Salt Marsh, which contest ends August 31st. And then we'll send it to you. So thanks.
So please enter and we love you.
Love you.
Please,
bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You see Moot, I'm assuming you're kind of near the bed brawl area. Sully and Glim, yep. You see Hillip come back over to Moot. And where did your friends go?
I'm not entirely sure where Sully went, but you can see there's a bunch of people over there working out with Glim.
Wow, she really just rallies the crowd, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think she kind of got that natural leader thing going on for her.
Cool, well, she's very bendy, too.
Right, surprisingly so for a Dragonborn.
Who knew? Who knew? Anyways.
Sully shuffles up.
Well, when they all come back here, I've got some... You guys are not with, like, the militias, no?
Oh, no, we're not really here to fight.
Oh, okay. Well, what
okay,
I'm saying...
just three more of these!
He kind of waves at you, Glim.
Oh, and I wave, like, I'll just be a minute.
Okay.
And then I tell my people, like, okay, just do three more sets of this, and then you'll be good for the night. And I come over.
Okay, well, that's very good. It gets blood flowing, gets people sleeping very good. It's very nice for you to do that for the people. And not many people do those sorts of things anymore.
No, not for the people.
Not for the people. Anyways, so as I was telling your friends here, you aren't going to fight the big battle. No?
Well, I mean, I am destined to save the world. But,
you mentioned that 12 times to different people on the way.
But I think we're going to drop off in Waterdeep. I don't think we're going to head for the Well of the Dragons.
Cool, cool, cool. So you're like adventurers, yeah?
And I kind of look at the two. Yeah.
I guess,
we're adventurers.
Yeah, I guess so.
Very neat, very neat. Well, you know, the adventurers. Adventurers, they got to fund their adventures, right? There's this old rumor, old saying over near here. Big treasure.
Big fun.
Big fun. We go find the big treasure, we have big fun. But there's this old town rumored to be around here that maybe the three of you and me, we go and we find. And if maybe there is treasure, maybe, you know, we split it to four ways, you know, 50, 50, 25, 25. And you?
Yeah, no, that math doesn't add up for me.
Okay, 30, 20, 20, 20.
That does not even add up to 100.
Math was not my strong suit, see? How about we just split it four ways and see what happens?
Yeah, it's 25% each.
Yeah.
Well, what's the story behind this supposed treasure?
Oh, well, there's this treasure. No real. Some say 100 gold, some say 500 gold, some say 1,000,000 gold. So it's very flexible in what the rumors are saying. But for centuries, there was a great windmill, blew the darkness from the woods, working as a filter to sweep the land from wicked spirits. It's very. You don't want those spirits in there. But there was a magical orb inside the windmill, and it went missing. So the windmill had stopped. And then it was taken over, maybe, by some evil things. And drove all the people away.
Did you know that ghosts...
Did I know that ghosts?
Souls?
Ghosts are souls. Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you just learn this today?
Oh, yeah. I've been learning so much today.
Very cool. Very cool. Regardless, evil rumored to be reigning over the peaceful hollow of the Windmill Town. So maybe we just go see if there's some gold there.
So are we looking for gold or are we looking for a magical orb?
An orb? I'm not sure. I love the storytelling.
Well, I mean, really, we just want the gold.
It was very exciting.
I mean,
if we find... But where does the gold come into it, Philip?
Yeah, there was no mention of gold in the story.
The rumor is the gold is in the town.
Oh, but it's an evil town now.
But it's an evil town now, but no people live there. Evil lives there. But maybe a lot of gold, too. And we sneak in under... See if we can find it.
Under what? Under
the blanket of night.
Oh.
The shadows. Move with the shadows.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
I could go for some treasure.
I'm always up for adventure. You know, I'm on this caravan all day, all the time. And, you know, sometimes it's good to go stretch your legs and do some calisthenics, as they say over there. And maybe go find some gold. And if we find a magical orb and get rid of the evils, that'd be cool too. But... It's all rumors. I don't know anybody who's actually been there. It's just supposed to be in this area.
Well, I don't really care that much about the gold, but I would love to banish evil from a town. That sounds cool. Like something I would really enjoy.
Yeah, and this magic orb sounds interesting.
Yeah, well, the orb is supposed to keep the windmill going. So, I mean, I don't care what you do with the orb, and you can... So, I think what... He whispers to Sully. I think what they're saying is we split it 50-50, you and I, and they keep the orb and banish evil. And then they're cool.
Oh, yeah, I definitely heard that.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, are we in?
I say yes.
I mean, it could just be a fun night, just, you know, old buddies, old pals, traveling through the forest.
Shenanigans ensue.
Shenanigans ensue. Sully got it up top. Yeah.
Sure, let's check it out.
Cool beans. All right. Let me just go make sure the horses are properly secured, get somebody to watch them just in case, you know, and then we'll go head into the woods. You grab what you need, okay?
That Hillip is quite the storyteller.
Oh, I like that guy. It's great. He makes me seem normal.
Hillip comes back after a moment. He's like, okay, you ready to go?
Let's go.
Maybe I shouldn't have got Winifred to watch the horses. She says bad things happen to her. Ah, well,
yeah,
be
she's
fine.
Cursed.
Why would you say that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she needs an orb.
Oh
yeah.
Cool. Well, maybe we go find her an orb. I don't know what he's gonna get from this whole excursion, but.
Oh, he's looking for some, more practice with his lobster claws.
Sully has no idea what you do.
It's fair.
I mean, to be fair, the three of you have no idea what each other does.
No. Yeah.
Sully's like, he's part man, part lobster. I don't
Obviously,
know.
Obviously, some sort of spirit animal, yep.
Obviously. So you guys head off into the woods following Hillip, and he's like... I don't know how far exactly it is. It's supposed to be kind of here. We'll just kind of go in and see about... He pulls out a map of the area. It's like he points like kind of right there, I think, is where somebody told me they last maybe been to it or just heard about it. You guys good travelers?
Well, once I was traveling in the forest and I went to sleep and I woke up someplace like 100 kilometers away.
100 kilometers away.
Sounds like you're a really good traveler then, Sally.
Right? That's what I'm thinking.
Interesting. Okay. You guys carry on through the forest there. Everybody make a perception check.
Oh, man.
16. 1.
12.
I'm just so jazzed up from Zumba. I'm still, like, got that song the bard was singing in my head.
Just like a bard version of a Shakira song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is now, yes.
Hillip, Sully, and Moot, you hear a really loud buzzing coming from up ahead.
Guys, we don't know each other very well, but I just need to say this right now, is that I don't like bees.
Is that what you think that is?
Well, I'm hearing a buzzing and...
Yeah, it sounds like it's a bumblebees. They got the honey, and it's really, really great. You got the honey, and you make a lot of money. Honey. So that's what bumblebees are all about.
I turn to Moot, and I'm just like, I don't know if this guy's ever even seen a bumblebee's description.
I mean, he had the part about honey being right.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that could just be a metaphor for more money. Like, I don't know. Mm. Are bumblebees all about money? Do I have this all wrong?
I mean, I don't know, but I guess we'll find out.
For sure thought they were pollinating flowers or something, but... hey, Glim, you got, like, really thick scales and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you scared of bees?
I'm not scared of bees. I kept bees at home, like honeybees. You know, we had a few hives.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of bees. Are you afraid of them?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm anaphylactic or something like that. But if maybe you could go on up ahead, we're hearing some crazy buzzing. And since you got such thick scales and stuff, they probably can't even sting you. So
just so we clarify the thickness of dragonborn scales, they don't act as armor, but they're more kind of, they act more like just regular human skin. They're not like full dragon scales.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like, so they don't add anything to AC or anything like that. But I mean, you can still say you have thick scales. That's totally cool. But yeah, they're not like extra armor for dragonborn.
Okay, I just thought maybe like it would be more of like a rougher, or not rough, but like a more like as if like,
well, certainly
calloused.
A different texture, right?
Yeah. So I thought maybe
I also am wearing like heavy armor, so
less penetrable from buzzy
cool
little bee butts. Those bee butts aren't gonna get me.
Dang little bee butts.
Okay. Well, Hillip has kept walking during this this interaction.
So he's hanging back.
I'll go. Yeah, up ahead. Sure. I guess with Hillip, I'm gonna push him out of the way.
Yeah, you follow kind of in behind Hillip, and then catch up to him. And the two Hillip and Moot, are you staying with Sully, or are you going ahead too?
Kind of in between.
Okay, then Hillip and Glim make an investigation check because you're looking around for things.
Looking around check is a 16.
So you see it before Hillip does. So you see it first, but you see almost like a two-story crack 3 meters up in a tree. And it's filled to the brim, like overflowing with a huge, abnormally large beehive. And like you see honey dripping down and out of this crack in the tree.
Kate and I kind of like tap Hillip and point up and then like wave back.
Whoa, would you look at that? That's the money spot.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, you definitely heard some bees.
Hey, anybody got any sweet jars or something? Or maybe we come back a little bit later and...
Yeah, she said casks. I think
we should fill our casks with all this honey.
No, because Sully's scared of the bees. He thinks he might die or something. So we should just, let's just move along pretty quick.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Is the treasure honey?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they said gold. I mean, gold, honey, gold.
It's golden honey. It could be metaphorical, but...
I don't see a windmill around here, though.
No. So, okay, well, let's just keep going.
Okay. Downtrodden, kind of just keeps going, looks back up at the honey. Someday I come back to you and get all the honey.
What a creepy promise.
Come back for you bees.
Yeah, I'm gonna get all your honey.
As you carry on, you begin to hear the sound of rushing water like a river. And you carry on a little ways and you actually come to that river. And down ahead, you see a bridge. Everybody make an investigation check or a perception check. Perception check.
Is it a bridge over troubled water?
It's a bridge over water.
Fuck. 1.
12.
19.
Moot, you definitely see, like, Hillip calls attention to it. He's like, ah, the bridge, maybe it's on the other side of the bridge. There might be, looks at his map, he's like, maybe it's kind of that area, maybe on the other side. Who knows? But you see that the bridge looks like there are, like, panels broken out of it. And along on the other side of the bridge, you see, like, a tree that has been knocked down and also extends across this ravine where this river is.
So, like, the tree goes all the way across?
Yep.
And how deep and wide is the ravine?
It is about 50 feet across and about 20 feet down. River doesn't look like it's moving super fast.
Moot kind of looks back at everyone and says, there's a bridge up ahead that doesn't look too stable. Also looks like there's a tree that's spanning the ravine. So I guess we have a couple of ways across.
That's cool. All right, should we go check it out then?
I call dibs on the tree. That bridge is sketchy. I'll get out.
Okay. You guys get up to the bridge, and there are clearly panels. It's like it is an old bridge. It's a rope bridge. Planks all the way across. Every few panels, it looks like it's been snapped and broken. The log itself looks like it's, you kind of check it out, it's seems pretty securely in place, also spanning across.
I'm gonna go.
Okay, Sully, that's a great idea, because I think you're the lightest. So, you're in the least danger, I hope.
I hope so, too. Okay.
Are you going across the bridge or the log?
The log.
Make an...
stealth check? I want to be, like, really, like, well, yeah, light-footed but
that's not
and...
That's not a stealth thing. Oh. That'd be, like, an athletics. Yeah.
Okay. Or acrobatics. I could do stealthy cartwheels.
Sure. Yeah, you could justify acrobatics.
Okay.
If you're doing cartwheels, it's going to be a higher DC. Well,
not cartwheels, but 16.
Okay. Yeah. You kind of slip your footing a little bit partway across, but it seems fairly stable to you, and you make it all the way across.
No problem.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a go here. Just see what happens. Hillip goes out. And he slips, like, loses his footing completely, hits, like, a piece of moss or something, and falls straddling the log. He's like, Mum!
Sully's on the other side, like, oh! Good!
He takes a couple points of damage as he, like, rolls and is, like, holding on to the side. And he's like, it's slippery! You didn't tell me it was slippery!
How much dick damage did he take?
Two dick damage.
Damn.
Yep.
Wow.
Ooh. Well, I thought that you'd assume that and take your time because it's splashy and...
You made it look so easy there, my tiny friend. Can you come help me?
You're like two steps into the log. I gotta come three quarters of the way back over...
I can't see them behind me. They might have left me for dead to go get some honey.
No, we're right here.
We're still here. You're okay.
Okay, good. Can someone give me a hand or something? Maybe you've got a rope to help and pull me. I can't quite get my handle.
I'll inch my way out there and grab his hand.
Kind of just pulls and straightens up. He's like, thank you, good friend Moot. That one would have left me for dead.
I'm three quarters of the way across. I'm not going to say it again.
He stands back up and makes his way across, kind of hobbling along, but makes it without slipping. Moot, you're next, or are you going back? Yeah, all right. Make an acrobatics check is what we've been doing so far.
It's like a tightrope, right?
Acrobatics, eh? So that's a 14.
Yeah, you make it all the way across there.
No dick damage?
No dick damage. Nope, no dick damage. You kind of watch your step around where Hillip slipped, and you make it all the way across.
Okay, guys, I guess it's my turn.
Be safe.
Do I have to use acrobatics or can I use athletics?
Yeah,
strength. You can say it just as you run across.
No, I think it's got it. Well, it's because acrobatics would be dexterity, athletics would be more strength. So, like, unless you're like lifting up the log and using it to pole vault over,
which would be impressive.
Which would be impressive. That
would allow it. It would be amazing.
But yeah, probably acrobatics.
Okay, then that is not great. It's a 12.
You get part way and it's a little bit slippery and you get kind of shaky kneed as you're going across, but you...
I got those claws on my feet too. Maybe I can
lock in and stable yourself, and you too make it all the way across.
Whew. Nice job, you guys.
You did so good, Sully. Wow.
Well,
did you like take gymnastics or something when you were little?
Not that I will ever admit to.
You're a very dexterous tiny friend.
Now being small comes in handy sometimes.
Now that you're on the other side of the ravine, you see a pathway that goes into the forest and forks around a tree. So there are two pathways leading further in, where previously you had not come across a pathway.
What does your map say, Hillip? Which way are we going to go?
He's looking at it and he's like, well, I mean, we're in approximately the area. Maybe we just go down one of these pathways and see what happens.
So your map doesn't really tell you which way to go?
No, it's just more of a feeling.
Oh.
Is there anything on your map? Can I see your map?
He shows you the map. It's a map of the area.
Yeah, it's been in crayon, though, so I'm not entirely sure about the accuracy of this map.
We're like right about here, and he points...
This is just a big green space.
Yeah, well, we were here on the pathway, on the high road, with going down to Waterdeep, and now we're here in this forest. There's, it looks like a bit of a blue line there. That could be this river.
This forest is like, and I like put my hands. This forest is like four Sully hands. This is
look. I'm not going to take criticisms for my maps. Oh. You made me bypass my honeys because you did not like the bees, and now you're criticizing my maps. He walks off in a huff.
Oh, well.
Which path does he go down?
He goes down the one that shoots directly off of the bridge.
I'll go down the opposite one. do we stay with Huffy Pants?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's his adventure we're on, right?
Sure.
Yeah, you think he'd be a little more grateful.
He's very sensitive about his maps.
The map is garbage, Tim. You have to admit.
Yeah, I mean, the river wasn't even on it, I don't think. But it's okay. He says he has a feeling. It's more than I have about where we are right now, so let's go.
I have a feeling it could be demons. This is for our Buffy fans up there.
Okay, so you follow behind him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
You go down this path and into the forest, and as you walk a little ways in, it's almost like it opens up into a clearing. You get another 20 or 30 feet ahead, and you're catching up to Hillip, and you see him stop and look up, and he says, come quick, come over here.
Oh, Gad, is there more honey up here?
Everybody make a perception check as you kind of come up to Hillip.
12.
16.
14.
All three of you, you feel like the wind dies down, like almost to a standstill. Any breeze that was there is gone. And you look ahead, and just above the trees right in front of you at the end of this path, you see the tip of a windmill stationary against the moonlight.
Well, I'll be damned.
Thank you.
Cursed Are the Woods was part of today's adventure, created by Eric Dalek. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Visit creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0. The songs Long Road Ahead, Come Play With Me, Flighty Theme, and Sheep May Safely Graze are by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. The songs Endlessless and Play a Little Game Decision are by Sasha Endy of filmmusic.io. All songs are licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Visit creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0.
We're not even drinking.
No.
Can you believe
it? Seems like Russ's, because there is like some mouth, some flumbles and stumbles.
I did see
like
a can of something in his hand earlier.
Sparkling lemon water, blue menu. Oh.
Spiked with vodka?
Negative. Zero vodka. No. No, just going that clean, bubbly water life.
Yeah.
That's what the kids are doing these days.
Yeah, totally.
# bubble life.
Come back over to Moot and say, where did your friends go?
Where did my accent go?
Dungeons and Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sine. That's a geometric waveform or arc that rises and falls. And a new Canadian TTRPG and podcast inspired by that almost soothing mathematical motion. Let me show you. The action begins to rise as powerful strangers in a ruined yet vibrant world band together.
If you run north, they will chase you. I suggest you stand behind me.
Partner, I'd rather stand beside you if you're willing to help.
Tension continues to mount higher as our characters must push themselves beyond their usual limits.
As I'm climbing into the driver's seat, I'm going to say to Sarah, sometimes you got to make tough decisions. I'm driving now.
And it peaks as the danger and excitement hits its zenith, leading to great failure or success.
Fenrir would be just fire at this point.
She straight up might die. Like, this encounter might murder you.
You know what? You lit me on fire, we're gonna be on fire, baby!
And this tension relaxes with tragedy, but more often humor, that comes with great pals being around a virtual table playing a game. Discover Sine on your favorite podcast player. S-I-N-E. The choices of the characters are theirs to make, but the fate of the world is up to the dice.